Yes, dear?
You wouldn't let me climb out my bedroom window, would you?
I certainly would not.
Hey, Dad, you'd get pretty mad if I tried to climb out my bedroom window, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't try it if I were you, young man.
Keepers, that's swell. Now all you've got to do is tell her the same thing.
Tell who the same thing?
That dumb old Margaret. She's on her way over here with a ladder to elope with me. Wilson, that sounds like fun. Now remember, this evening at 8, and don't you dare breathe a word of this to George.
Scouts on it.
You sure I can't fix something and bring it along?
No, thanks, Alice. It's just a small surprise party.
Anybody home?
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Alice Mitchell. I knew I'd find you here, Martha.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that goes for me, too.
Now, Martha, you shouldn't have told him.
George, is that little matter all tended to?
Oh, it is, Martha. Why, there was nothing to it.
Mr. Wilson, don't tell me you've been home baking your own birthday cake.
Hardly. No, as a matter of fact, I've been over at my lawyer's, setting up a little something for Dennis.
For Dennis?
I decided to leave him my gold watch and my will.
Well, my goodness.
Why, Mr. Wilson, you shouldn't have done that.
Now, Henry, it's something George has been meaning to do for a long time.
Besides, I feel I owe Dennis a debt of gratitude for all the help he's been to me lately.
Dennis, what has he done?
He hasn't bothered me for 2 whole days.
Nevertheless, I don't think you should have.
Oh, no nonsense, Mitchell. It's all settled.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello there, Dennis.
Hey, Mom. You know where my... Never mind. I know now.
Oh, Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Wilson?
Have you ever taken a real good look at my gold watch?
I sure have, and it's a beauty.
Oh, you like it, huh? How would you like to own it?
Oh, boy! Well, that depends.
Oh, on what?
On what you want to trade me for it.
Dennis, just this morning, I left you this watch in my will.
Oh, boy, jeepers, wowie! What's a will, Dad?
Well, son, a will is a legal document making that watch yours after Mr. Wilson... Well, after Mr. Wilson,
Your father is trying to say that the watch goes to you after I die, Dennis.
Jeepers, aren't you feeling well, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, I feel wonderful. In fact, if I felt any better, I'd be worried.
Gee, that's swell, because I don't mind waiting for the watch. Honest, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Well, now, Dennis, that's a real load off my mind.
See you later.
Where are you off to, young man?
To tell the kids about the swell watch I'm going to get after Mr. Wilson does you know what.
Oh, good grief.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, boy.
Is this really your birthday, Mr. Wilson?
That's right, Dennis.
Well, happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
Well, thank you, boys.
How old are you, Mr. Wilson?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dennis, I've stopped counting.
Boy, I'd have trouble counting that high, too.
Ask him if we can see it. Okay. Mr. Wilson, would you mind showing Tommy and Chuck our watch?
Our watch? Oh. All right.
Wow. Yep, it's a real live watch, all right.
It's really solid gold.
It is.
And it's all paid for?
Yes, it's all paid for. Now, do you have any other questions?
I still don't understand why he's going to give it to you for nothing.
Because by the time I get it, he won't be needing it anymore.
Not where he's going.
I'm not going to get that watch for a long time. Mr. Wilson's got plenty of years left. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I certainly hope so, Dennis.
You see there? But maybe you better show me how to wind it, just in case.
Now look, Dennis, will you please take your little friend...
You think you'll get it in maybe 2 or 3 years?
Way longer than that, Tommy. Mr. Wilson's gonna live to be plenty old.
If you ask me, he's plenty old already.
Well, nobody asked you, Chuck. Now look, boys, if you want to stay here, you'll have to be quiet so I can concentrate on my gardening.
Those are sure pretty flowers, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, well, thank you, Tommy.
They sure would make somebody a swell funeral.
All right, all right. The wake is over.
Oh. Sheepers, what's the matter, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. It's just a little crick in my back.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Nothing, just uh-oh.
Would you like us Cub Scouts to make you carry with our arms and take you into the house, Mr. Wilson?
No, thank you, Dennis. That won't be necessary.
Oh. Not only are you my best friend, but I don't even have a watch pocket yet.
Oh, how's your back, dear?
Oh, it's not much better, Martha. Thank you. Oh.
What is it, dear?
Oh, suddenly I've got a pain in my leg.
Gracious, how strange.
Well, the sad fact is, I guess I just hate to admit I'm getting old.
Getting old? George Wilson, you're in the prime of life.
Oh, do you really think so, honey bunch?
Of course I do, dear. You feel this way because it's your birthday and you have a little backache.
Oh.
Now, you lie down here and relax. While I go tend to my baking.
All right, my dear. Oh, you're such a comfort to me, Martha. Bless you.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
No good grief.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Dennis, you already wished me happy birthday.
Jeepers, the swellest part about birthdays is that they last all day long. Here.
What's this, a gift certificate for a nervous breakdown? Don't run upstairs. Don't stand in front of open windows in your undershorts. Don't run downstairs. Don't get stomach aches from too many jelly beans. Don't get all excited and mad at a swell little kid like me. Oh, Dennis, what is all this?
A list I made up to help you live longer. And look at all the swell stuff I found in our medicine chest. Cough medicine. Vitamin pills.
Dennis.
Stuff to rub on your chest. Stuff to shove up your nose. And stuff to...
Dennis! Look, would you mind taking your portable hospital and please go home?
Okay. Do you want me to take this book along, too?
A book.
This book about being sick. Mom bought it so she could tell when I'm faking.
Your health and how to keep it.
It's a swell book. Why, I bet it even tells about that twitch in your left eye.
Why, what are you talking about, Dennis? What twitch? I don't have a twitch.
Sure you do. When you get excited. Like now.
Huh?
See there?
Great Scott.
Twitches. Twitches. How do you spell twitches, Mr. Wilson?
T-W-I-D. Oh, Dennis.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. There's a whole chapter in here. Just for you.
Signs of advancing age. First, look at your tongue. Is it coated? Oh, of all the ridiculous.
Looks kind of funny to me, all right.
It does look a little odd to me, too. Your eyes, are they bloodshot?
Does that mean all those little red lines that cross each other?
Well, I've been reading a little too much lately, I guess.
What else does the book say about you, Mr. Wilson?
Last but not least, are you bothered by shortness of breath, nagging little aches and pains? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? If these are your symptoms, my friend, it may be later than you think.
Does it say anything about twitches, Mr. Wilson? Where are you going, Mr. Wilson?
I'm going upstairs and lie down for a while, Dennis, if I can make it.
That's all right. I gotta get you a birthday present anyway. Hey, Mr. Wilson, if you roll over on your stomach, make sure you don't crack the crystal on our watch.
Later than you think.
Did you remove some bottles from the medicine chest?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
That's peculiar.
Hey, what can I buy Mr. Wilson with 49 cents?
Dennis, did you take some bottles out of the medicine chest upstairs?
Sure. I took them over to Mr. Wilson and brought them back. And here they are.
Well, you march yourself right upstairs, put them back, and don't you ever take them out again.
Yes, Mom.
To Mr. Wilson.
Whatever for?
Because Mr. Wilson's a friend of mine, and I want him to live longer so he can use our watch.
I know you meant well, son, but you know you're not allowed to take things out of the medicine chest.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, I hope you're not bothering Mr. Wilson about that watch.
Heck no! I haven't even asked him what time it is for over a whole hour. Boy, what can I buy Mr. Wilson for his birthday? Gee, you can't get much for big people with 49 cents, can you?
Well, it isn't the cost of the gift that counts, son. It's the thought behind it.
Do you mean like Mr. Wilson leaving me a swell gold watch when it isn't even my birthday yet?
That's an excellent example.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Dad. You just gave me the swellest idea yet.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, Miss Wood?
There's a Mr. Mitchell here to see you about his will.
He is? Come on in, Henry.
Hi, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, Dennis, it's you. Come on right over here and sit down. There you are.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Now, what can I do for you?
I'd like to make out my will.
Of course, you will.
Know enough so you can do that kind of stuff. Don't you?
I believe so.
Good. Then can I come back and pick it up later this afternoon?
Well, I don't see why not. Miss Woods, will you take some notes, please?
Certainly, Mr. Phillips.
I, Dennis Mitchell, being of sound mind, et cetera, et cetera.
What are those et cetera things you're putting in my will?
Just legal terms.
Oh. Okay, you can leave them in then.
Thanks. Now, what worldly goods do you have and to whom do you wish to leave them?
Well, most of my real valuable stuff is here in my wagon, and I'd like to leave it all to good old Mr. Wilson.
All to George Wilson? What about your mother and father?
I'll leave everything to them in my next will.
Well, that sounds like a sensible arrangement.
First, I have 160 baseball cards, all in perfect condition.
Got that, Miss Woods?
160 baseball cards in perfect condition.
90 for the National League and 70 for the American League.
Put that down.
And then there's my piggy bank with 49 cents in it.
Mr. Phillips, I still have the McCullen contract to get out.
Miss Woods, a piggy bank with 49 cents in it.
And then there's Horace, Mike, Ethel, and Betsy.
Who?
They're my four goldfish.
Oh.
They're at home, swimming.
Horace, Mike, Ethel, and Betsy.
Betsy used to have a little brother, but she ate him.
Oh, too bad. But that is life. Now, is that all?
Heck no. Here's a swell spy ring with a secret compartment.
Dennis, What do you have in the shoebox with the holes punched in top?
Oh! This is my frog, Sam. Keeper, Sam won't hurt you. He's just trying to be friendly.
Take it down, Miss Woods.
And one friendly frog named Sam.
Jeepers, Miss Woods sure is a good secretary. She can write standing up on her chair.
Well, George, I've examined every blessed part of you, except your fingernails. And there's not a thing wrong.
Now, don't try to fool me, Doc. I know.
Know what?
That I'm finally beginning to fall apart like a worn-out car or an old pocket watch.
The next time you call me, George, I hope you'll be sick for a change.
Sick for a change? Why, you old quack. I must have been out of my head with fever to have called you in the first place.
George?
Yes, Doc?
There's just one little thing that I think you should have thoroughly examined by a specialist. As soon as possible.
Oh, yes, Doc. What's that?
Your head.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson's upstairs lying down, dear.
Oh, would you tell him I haven't got his birthday present yet? But I'm picking it up later, so not to worry about it.
Of course I will, dear.
Martha?
Yes, Doctor?
Well, it's just as I thought. There's nothing wrong with that darn fool husband of yours. Except he's convinced he's so old, he's falling apart like the one-horse shay.
Oh, dear. And I'd planned such a nice birthday surprise party for him this evening.
Best thing in the world for him. Have it by all means. But only on one condition.
What's that, Doctor?
That you save me a great big piece of that cake you're baking.
All right.
I'll be off, Martha. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Dad, guess what? The doctor says poor old Mr. Wilson's lying down because he thinks he's getting old.
Well, that's funny. He didn't seem worried about it this morning.
Maybe he was younger then. Jeepers, how can you tell whether you're pulling out plants or weeds?
Well, that's very simple, son. If your mother screams when she sees them lying here, they're plants.
Dad, do you think Mr. Wilson really is getting old?
Well, Dennis, from the time we're born, we're all getting older. But if you mean, do I think Mr. Wilson is old? Of course not. Why, look at Mrs. Weatherby. She square dances. And Mr. Potter bowls a couple times a week, and they must be at least 20 years older than Mr. Wilson.
Good old Mr. Wilson isn't really old at all, is he?
No, he just feels old.
Jeepers, now all we got to do is make him feel young again. Hey, what does make a person feel young again?
That's a good question. I think I always feel younger when I'm around older people.
Jeepers, thanks, Dad. See you later.
Where are you off to, young man?
To ask Mrs. Wilson if I can invite a couple of friends to Mr. Wilson's birthday party. Henry.
Ah! Now, if you'll just all be quiet. I'll turn out the lights and call George. George!
Coming, Martha.
Although I don't see why I can't spend the few remaining days I have left being comfortable in my own bed.
It's just plain silly to spend your birthday in bed.
I don't know, Martha. When you reach my age, every time you go up and down those stairs brings the Grim Reaper just that much closer.
Yes, dear. Now, let's spend a nice, quiet evening together in the living room.
You know, Martha, you've been a loyal, comforting companion to me through my declining years.
Turn on the light, dear. Yeah.
Happy birthday! He's a jolly good fellow, which no one can deny.
Happy birthday, dear.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, well, you'll have to excuse me now. I'm feeling rather weak.
Well, you can't sit down there.
Oh, why not?
Because it's my dance, youngster. That nice little blonde boy invited us, and I mean to make the most of it. Come along.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I can't dance.
Now, don't fret. I'll teach you here, Sonny. Now you
Martha. Oh! Oh, Mrs. Weatherby, please, wait a minute. Oh!
Dennis the Menace will be back after these messages.
Good night. Have a lovely night. Very pleasant. Thank you for coming.
Nice time. I had a wonderful time.
Well, good night. We had a lovely time.
Good night.
Oh, here's your cane, Mrs. Weatherby.
Oh, thank you. Here, Martha. And if this youngster ever gets out of hand again, turn him over your knee and use this.
Well, now, that was quite a party, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And we owe the success of it to Dennis.
Yes, we certainly do. It was very thoughtful of him to invite all those nice elderly people.
My goodness, look at the time.
Hmm? Why, it's almost midnight. And I'm not even tired. Why, I feel like a 12-year-old again.
And I feel like your great-grandmother.
Oh, nonsense, Martha. Martha, let's have one last dance before calling it a night.
All right.
I'll turn the music on.
Go ahead. May I? Well, now, who could that be at this hour?
Why aren't you in bed?
You were supposed to bring my birthday present over to Mr. Wilson, but I just found it on the kitchen table.
Oh, dear.
What were you doing down in the kitchen at this hour?
I heard a suspicious noise, so I went downstairs to take a look.
In the icebox.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson.
Why, Dennis.
Open it up, Mr. Wilson. It's my last will and testimony.
I, Dennis Mitchell, being of sound mind, do hereby bequeath to Mr. George Wilson all my worldly possessions, including my baseball bat, my frog Sam, my roller skates. Why, Dennis, I hardly know what to say. This is about the nicest present I've ever had.
I would have left you even more, but Mr. Phillips charged me 5 cents to write the will up.
Why, there it is, midnight.
Why, yeah. Right on the button. Dennis, would you like to wind our watch?
Jeepers, would I?
Well, now, look, you have to be careful. Just turn this thing back and forth very slowly.
I'll be real careful, Mr. Wilson. This watch has to last us both a heck of a long time. Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis?
Can I ask you kind of a personal question?
Why, of course you may. Anything.
Am I going to get this swell watch chain, too?
Dennis!
That's all right. Yes, you are. You're going to get them both right now.
Oh!